If you're just jumping into the second date update, one of our listeners, Kyle, had a one-of-a-kind date night
with
a woman named Abby.
Very well said.
Yes.
I can't think of a better way to say that.
Yes.
So he brought her to a bar that one of his buddies owns, and the activity for the night was Kyle attempting to set a new world record for number of beer bottles opened with his feet.
It was like a whole event at the bar.
Yeah. If you're wondering, I guess you strap bottle openers to your toes and you have to do it that way. 8 was the record to beat in under a minute.
Under a minute.
And after the minute was up, Kyle only managed to open 6.
Oh, man.
No
so
wonder
close.
She's not calling Loser. Him back. Yeah.
It was a failure, not just on setting the record, but it would seem also for the date because, like Brooke said, Abby has not been returning Kyle's calls. But Kyle, before we reach out to her, I want to leave you with this quote, okay? Failure defeats losers, but inspires winners.
Oh, deep.
Ooh. I hate quotes.
I saw that spray painted.
Alexis doesn't understand it.
I saw that spray painted on the side of a wall of a methadone clinic. So I feel like
that's really good.
It's worth repeating.
Have we ever considered that she was the last record holder and she was offended?
It was a German woman.
Yeah.
She could be German. We haven't called her yet.
Who knows? It's possible. Kyle, what do you think?
Sure.
Okay. I think you could come back from this, Kyle. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think where you messed up is actually doing the world record thing. I think it's not telling her before you got to the bar, not preparing her for that event.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But, like, I wasn't trying to, like, trick her or anything. Mm-hmm. It was a surprise.
You weren't being a creeper or weird or anything. You were just doing your own thing.
Just kind of a bro night.
It's always good for a person to have passions. Yours are just a little bit different than others.
Yeah.
Did you hear, Jose? You're not a creeper. You're just a guy that opens bottles with his feet.
Makes sense.
Exactly. There's a difference.
Right, so here we go. I feel ready to make this call. Do you feel ready?
I do, absolutely.
All right. That's the winning attitude that we need. I'm going to dial Abby's number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Abby.
This is Abby.
Hi, Abby. My name's Jeff. I work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, I know your show.
Oh,
cool. Thanks, Abby. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's remember this day.
I know. Maybe we should all retire now. Like, let's end on a high point. But no, Abby, so we're doing something called the Second Date Update. I guess you might be familiar with that.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Congratulations.
So, congratulations is a word.
It means somebody really likes you.
Yes, that's true, Abby. And so, obviously, you know how this works. Someone's trying to get a hold of you. Their name's Kyle.
Oh, gosh. Of course it is.
Okay.
It sounds like you two had a very memorable night.
Yes.
Yes. It was weird.
Yeah.
She said it, not us.
Kyle did tell us a little bit about the night. Why don't you tell us about your perspective on it?
Did he tell you the activity?
Yeah, the world record for opening bottles with his feet.
Yes.
When did you find out that was what he was doing that night? Because he also told us that he didn't tell you about it.
No, and that was the first thing that was jarring to me. Because I'm thinking we're just going to go to a bar and, like, get to know each other. And it's going to be him and I. And, like, I knew this was a bar that his friend owned. And so I'm like, oh, cool, I'll get to meet his friend.
Yeah.
But I did not expect all of his friends to be at the bar. And I certainly didn't expect when we walked into the bar for them to be chanting his name.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
that must have felt pretty cool.
No, this is, like, horrifying for me.
Were you thinking that a lot of the people there thought you were just a groupie?
I kind of think I lost the ability to think for a minute because I just was, like, in shock.
So wait, at that point, when they're chanting his name, you still have no idea why?
No.
Oh, no.
So after the chanting, like, dies down and his friends are coming up, I'm like, hey, man, you ready? And he tells me. Mm. He's like, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to try to beat a Guinness World Record tonight. I was like, what? And then he tells me what it is.
Uh-huh.
Again, what?
Yeah.
So are you saying the reason you're not calling him back is because of just the surprise of finding out what the activity for the night was?
Well, that's one reason, but there are more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're there and we're like, things are settling down and like, I'm feeling a little better and this is going to be okay. And I'm like, it's just a silly thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
So he goes over like against the wall and he takes off his shoes. And he's doing these feet exercise things against the wall.
Oh. Stretches.
Okay.
There's just something about being barefoot in a bar that grosses me out.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like gag worthy.
Uh-huh.
And so then like I'm going toward him to like see what kind of exercises he's doing. And his friend intercepts me and is like, so glad that Kyle brought you, but you can't really talk to him right now. And like, you need to leave him alone because he has to focus.
Oh,
wait. Oh, no.
Are you talking like 5 minutes before he does this thing or?
I don't know what time he's going to do his thing. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what Kyle would think about this because, as you probably know, Abby, Kyle's been on the other line listening this entire time and he wants to talk to you.
I forgot that part.
Oh, you did.
Kyle, put your foot up to the speakerphone, okay? Because we want to be able to hear you.
Hey, Abby.
Hi, Kyle. Hi.
So first, I just want to say I did not realize that my friends like took you aside.
Yeah.
I did not tell them to do that. That was way out of line.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes your friends can be overprotective.
Yeah.
So I just want to say I apologize for that. And like, I'm not trying to make a joke here, like no puns, but like he really put his foot in his mouth.
Okay. Mm. That was a pun.
That was well
nice,
done.
Dude.
I approve.
Hey, that's a good start though, Kyle. I mean, Abby.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But like something else that you didn't tell me that one of your friends told me that I just think is, I don't know, is that like if you were going to break the record that you were probably going to be gone for a while because these people in Japan
what?
Had offered you a position on some like game show tour over there
what?
To be like
what?
A professional feet bottle opener.
Wait, what does that mean? Kyle, explain.
So I mean, I didn't mention anything because I thought, oh God, I wish my friend had not said anything. But yeah. So you guys know, like, lots of wild things are really popular in Japan. Like,
Yeah.
So they also have, like, there's, like, a lot of game shows and even talk shows that have people do, like, crazy things.
Yeah.
And one of them is, like, doing stuff with their feet. Not, like, gross stuff. Well, sometimes it's gross, but not, like, dirty.
It would all be gross.
So you're going to be on one of these weird Japanese game shows?
There's been some interest, and it's not like I'd be there for years. It'd be, like, 3 or 4 months.
Doing a little tour, kind
it's
of.
Kind of awesome.
I mean, it is kind of cool. If you're going to be good at something, even if it's weird, be the best, right? Tour.
Yeah.
What a story, like, in your life to be like, well, let me tell you about what
okay,
I did.
Okay, guys, yeah. He didn't get the world record.
Yeah,
but he's still working on it. But I think it's awesome.
Sure, I mean, it's pretty cool, but maybe if you're planning to head over to Japan really soon, it's not the best time to try and start dating someone here.
Yeah, but nothing's for sure. There's never good timing in life, Jeffrey. And Abby, you like traveling. That's what he said. He said he saw on your profile that you like to travel.
Yeah, I do. I've actually always wanted to go to Japan.
But he doesn't need her. No, listen. If he wants the ladies in Japan see his feet tricks, oh, he's going to be swarmed with the ladies.
Okay. You think you could tell your boss, hey, can I get 4 or 5 months off work? I'm going to go watch my boyfriend open bottles in Japan with his feet.
No, I don't think that would fly.
Aww.
Hey guys, can I just say though, you know, money's not everything, but the kind of money that I would get paid, even like as a beginner, I could quit my job. I would only have to work for maybe 5 months a year.
That's
dude,
cool,
what?
Bro.
There's some perks there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested.
Okay.
My feet can do a lot.
I mean, that's not too bad though either.
Does that change anything for you, Abby?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of more interesting than I thought.
And it's a reason why he was taking it so seriously, right? There's actually something on the line here.
I mean, you have to look at all the positives from this date. This is a guy who is committed to something very, very deeply. He's passionate. Uh-huh. He's going to travel with you. He could possibly only work 4 to 5 months a year.
That's so sweet.
If you ever order a beer at a nice restaurant, he is going to be the coolest person.
Oh, yeah. Just opening all sorts of stuff with his feet wherever you go. So I think maybe you should consider going out on another date with him, and if you do, we will pay for that date.
Ooh.
I think I will.
Okay.
All right.
We did it.
Abby, I promise you won't regret this. I'll make up that first date. I will keep my shoes on the whole time. I promise.
All right, shoes on, but clothes off.
Hey.
That is so awkward. That is so awkward.